When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
We got a lot of bear rhymes here.
Yeah?
All bears, you're supposed to make yourself look big and yell, but if the bear attacks,
what do you do?
You're supposed to, let me get to other ones here. The old adage is, if you're brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back.
Oh.
Also, a lot of people saying throw dung in the bear's ears.
Where are you going to get dung?
Yeah. Hold on, bear. Stay right there.
I'm going to go find some dung.
Okay, where did you poop last? I need a little bit of help. Among the texts, and I'd love a bevy. Okay. What do you have for overrated? What do you have for underrated? What do you have properly rated? Maybe plenty. Going to the beach, overrated, texter says.
Wow.
In Minnesota, is going to the beach overrated? You just did it yesterday.
We did. Yes.
We really don't have a traditional beach anywhere in Minnesota, but we still have facsimiles, right?
We do. It can be okay. I would say it's overrated, I mean, particularly when you've been to, you know, California,
you're
Florida.
About to go to L.A. for a week.
Exactly. So. A few days.
Yeah.
When you've been to those beaches and then you come back and you get a subpar Minnesota lake beach, it's kind of disappointing.
So la-di-da. If you're used to, you know.
Once you get a taste of the, you know, the sugar white sand and then you walk on our gravelly stuff that's 1,000 degrees once the sun's been
rocks. Out. The big jagged rock, which you just didn't think was there, and boom, and you're yelling and screaming. And then right when you're yelling and screaming, Susie, somebody goes, you okay? You okay? You okay? Shut up and give me the 12 seconds to recompose my life, and then I'm okay. I don't need the stub the toe. You okay? You okay? You okay? No, I'm not. Just give me a second. More underrated, a simple rum and Coke on a nice summer day on the patio.
Nice.
When you were in your drinking days. Rum and Coke do much for you?
I was more of a gin and tonic person.
Yeah, me too.
Chad,
overrated. Turkey hot dogs, turkey hamburgers, and turkey beef sticks. I'm never buying them again. Properly rated, string cheese and other shrinkflation is never changed. Underrated, original popcorn from the movie theater. This stuff is awesome.
That's right. If you have not been in a while, that is,
so wrong. So
turkey burgers and turkey sticks, I can get behind those.
I would say probably. I like string cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I think the popcorn at theaters is massively overrated, but I think popcorn's overrated.
Yeah, you don't like popcorn.
I mean, I think it's fine. It's just.
Problem is, it gets in your teeth, and then you like 3 days later, you way in the back.
Oh. Well, if you're hungry, kind of a treat. Yeah. How do we like the new voice of CC? Well, that's on my list. So I'll just get to it right here. People automatically. If something is new, Their automatic default, no matter what, is I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Just wait a week or two. If you still don't like it, we accept all sorts of praise and criticism here. So if you don't like the new big voice guy in a week or two, I get it. I like, my instinct is like it, but I think like a lot of people are so loyal to certain stations, and we have a lot of that loyalty here, that if something changes, they're angry right away.
It's jarring.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like jarring like something happened to your family.
No, but when you've been hearing the same big voice guy doing the same.
Hey, it's time for the news. You know, it's just.
All of a sudden, you know, they go to the 3 o'clock news. Whoa, what's going on here?
Boo that person ate tons of turkey hot dogs. Okay, boo. Okay, so when we last left you, Susie, you were at a soiree for your grandson Isaiah's first birthday.
Yes.
Where, to the shock of Dave and I, he was smoking cigarettes already. Seemed a little early to me.
Well.
But, I mean, he's matured in a different way.
He's on fire.
And then in walks in with your
ex-husband.
Was your ex-husband and his wife, not so new wife.
No.
When was the last time you were around those two?
Many, many years.
5 years?
More.
10.
Yes.
Have you talked to your...
No.
Okay, no. You had to think there was a slight possibility he or they would be there?
No, because I was told they were not going to be
there. Oh, so you checked.
Because they have decided that they don't want to see my family, and so every event, they have a separate event so that they don't have to see my family. I would call it, I would tell you they don't want to see my toxic family.
Oh, that's what they call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised.
So apparently their family's perfect. Is that what I've heard?
Apparently so.
Yeah, it's good to have a perfect family.
Yeah. Anyway, when they arrived at the door, I saw them both and
what are their names again?
Okay.
Okay, we won't say their names. I don't want to put you uncomfortable.
Thank you. Okay. I waved to both of them.
You waved. Mm-hmm. You didn't mean a word of it. You didn't mean anything.
I was trying to take the high road
because
I knew it was stressful.
Yeah.
For both Ben and Shannon to have them at the party.
Yeah.
Never know which way it's going to go.
Okay.
And the toxic family was there, i.e. Kay Jones.
Yeah. He was down on your mom.
Well, he thinks that we were all down on him and her.
Okay.
So their perception is that we're a evil family that hates men and that we have soiled my children's attitude toward Dave and Catherine by our ugliness.
I think we got the names.
Yeah, I think we did.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Point being, there they were. I waved, and then I noticed they were visiting with other people. And then at some point, I went over and I said, "How are you? Fine. How are you?
Yeah.
You look nice. Thank you. You look nice. Thank you.
Did you make out for old times?
No. But he did something that was rather
appropriate.
Yes.
Okay.
He said, "Will you take a picture of me and Catherine with the baby?" That's very sweet.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't ask
if it's that hostile between you guys. I'm not sure you'd be the one I'd ask.
Well, I said, I'm not hostile.
No, not you. But if they're blaming
your
family and all this
stuff. I was surprised. Let me just say that.
How about Ben and Shannon? Shouldn't they be, right?
So I handed the baby over to Dave.
Yeah.
And
you're demonstrating how you handed the baby over, too. I like that.
And I said, "Here's Grandpa and here's Grandma." Yeah. I mean, this is really me.
Rising above.
Yes.
What about you?
I applaud.
Yes, because when Isaiah was born, I was terrified that I would be the odd person out because I don't have I'm not in a relationship. And so maybe the grandparents would get together and I'd feel left out. But
no chance you were going to let that happen.
No.
Zero. Better chance Dave and I get married after the show.
No. Okay.
No way.
So then let's just put that one to bed because I got to tell you my other
story. You're looking handsome today, too.
I'm just saying. Government center's right across the street.
Stop it. I'm embarrassed. The other dilemma, can I just do one more?
Of course.
I don't know what it's rated. We're going to the cabin on Saturday.
Yeah.
Massive.
Where is it?
It's in Nisswa.
Nisswa.
We have 6 of the 13 cabins are owned by the
Can I give you a little tip?
Kay Jones.
There's this place called Gull Lake. Give it a try.
Yeah.
Kind of unknown.
Yeah, right.
A little sleeper.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going, and the issue is who's going up with who in what car.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a toxic family, we found out. So, I mean, good luck to you.
So I usually go with my mom. We drive up together.
Is this when you want to punch her in the mouth or no?
We do all right. And then we go to Motley, Minnesota, and we get an ice cream at Dairy Queen, and then we take a walk and stretch.
We all have a stop on the way. Like yesterday I was in Duluth.
Yeah.
I did not stop in Moose Lake. I normally stop in Moose Lake coming off from Northland.
Okay. Oh.
And get my peanut butter parfait. I did not. I just went straight through.
Wow. Good for you.
And coming home from Nisswa, I'm a Royalton person. I go to the Royalton.
I like Royalton.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they
right
got a good Dairy Queen,
right
too.
Right there. Excellent Dairy Queen.
So here's the story. Shannon, Isaiah's mom, asked me if she could ride with me and my mom in our sacred journey to Nisswa.
With Isaiah or not?
Yes.
Oh.
Here's Kay Jones's answer. Ready?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Wow.
With her great-grandson?
No. Wow. That's our time. And
seems a little curt.
I just can't stand it. So when I got married 100 years ago, my mom wanted a song in our wedding
plan. That she was going to sing? Or
no,
what?
She wanted this friend of hers to sing this wedding. My husband, almost-to-be, was adamant. No, we're not having that stupid song in this wedding.
What was the song?
I don't even remember. But I...
The sun will come out.
But I
tomorrow.
I wept. I fell on the floor in the bathroom. I'm like, I can't do it
so
anymore.
So much stress.
I don't want to get married. Have the dumb wedding. Have the song. Don't have the song.
Let me
I
know.
Don't care.
Get back to me.
I feel that same way now.
Yeah.
Like I'm stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
If I tell Shannon, oh, my 94-year-old mother doesn't want you in the car, that's going to be terrible. If I tell my mom, listen, I want to go up with Shannon and the baby alone, you know, have some quality time together, she'll be off her nut.
Well, I think what you have to say, this is my attempt
first. Oh, I'd love to hear.
You need to meet with your mom. Tell her how much you love you.
Mm.
This isn't going to be the end of our experiences, but let's try this. This is new, where we all get a couple hours with the three of us and the individual who's brought such joy to our life, Isaiah.
Yeah, I'm going to say
that. And then if Isaiah is crying a lot, we'll push Isaiah and Shannon out the car and they can Uber the rest of the way up. Dave, thoughts?
That sounds very fair.
I think I'm going to do that.
Thank you. Okay, we'll pause.
And she'll be mad at me. She'll go,
Quentin? Well, that's what Quentin does. Doesn't do it anymore. He used to make a point. I want more ice cream.
That's Kay Jones.
It's a great one. Okay, I want to talk about stretching. I might check Stretch Lab today with Quinny. We got a busy week, including some physical activity more than normal. No comment what that is. So I might need a little more Stretch Lab. I might need a 25-minute session. I might need a 50-minute session. Now, wait a second. I can stretch at home. I can just stretch in my living room. Yeah, you could, and you should. You should keep it going. But if you really want the elasticity, if you really want the flexibility, if you really want pros, that's why you go to Stretch Lab. 25 minutes, 50 minutes, one time, monthly. Train specialists who know how to work with your body, who will give you different ideas. You're not just laying there because you're telling them work. The stretch and the pushback, and it is so good. And for me, a man in, what am I, in my 30s, 40s? I got to be at least in my 50s,
keep
right?
Keep going. Keep going.
60. Works for me. It works for somebody like Susie, much older than me. I mean, she's got to be in her 80s or 90s. And then Quentin, with the physical challenges he has, it's a cross-section, whether it's golfing, running, or you want a little more flexibility after you stop and have the DQ and Motley. Great people, great success. StretchLab.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
We are right in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. Love more of you offering up your own selections. You know how to track us down. Very simple. 651-461-9226. Dave, what do you have?
Let me ask you a question first, Chad, about our friend Adam Carter.
Mm. Work colleague.
That's right. I was trying to be generous, but you're right. Let's be accurate.
Let's not go that far.
Yeah. When he's, say, watching one of his daughters in a volleyball tournament, what's Adam Carter's mindset going into it?
How quick can this end, and how soon can I get back to my couch?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Please lose. Please lose. By God,
he's acknowledged
lose.
This mm-hmm. multiple times.
Yes, he's admitted it. That's fine.
And he was a coach, so what does it tell you about what his influence there?
I think he's been, worse than Pete Rose. Pete Rose bet on games. He's just throwing games.
Yeah. They only let him keep score, though. That tells you the kind of coach he was.
So I don't hope my children lose.
Yes, you do.
But if they're going to lose, I appreciate when they do it quickly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. Mm-hmm. It was softball tournament weekend, the second and third grade team that I coach.
Yeah. Did you hear that? He coaches the team.
Yeah, I coach the team. That's right.
And he wants them to lose.
I didn't say that.
Quickly.
Look, there's two great outcomes for any parent.
We're real.
When we're looking at a three-day possible tournament, possibility of up to 8 or 9 games.
We're telling you to cheer against your kids on CCO.
Either you make a run, you get to, say, at least the semifinals.
Yep.
Or you lose quickly.
Or just get stomped.
And I appreciated that they lost quickly.
They did lose quickly?
Yeah, we got hammered on Friday night, came back for Saturday morning, and they put up a good fight, but fell, I think it was 12 to 10 or something like that.
Is it possible the coaching is putrid?
It's always possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not likely, but it's possible.
Okay.
I coached Ben's Little League one season.
Did you?
Like, were you the main manager?
Yep. And I had high heels and sundresses, and I would say,
yeah,
good
baby.
Job, honey. Good job, sweetie pie. And Ben would be like, Mom, I swear to God, no more honey and sweetie pie.
Yeah.
And for the love of God, would you put some tennis
pants on?
Yeah.
Like, how about a uniform?
Nope.
No?
Or
would
a
you,
special dress.
Would you throw BP? Would you help him with fielding? I mean, what were your responsibilities?
Well,
as the manager,
game day was always the dress.
Game day, the dress. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but then practice, I'd wear regular clothes.
Would you would you help? Where was your, what was your forte?
I don't know. Yeah, hitting grounders. I can hit a grounder.
Yeah?
I'm not dumb.
Didn't really say you were dumb. I don't know. I just think
it's a mental acuity kind of thing. It's a hand out.
But you can't hit grounders. You must be dumb.
No, it was fun. It was good. They needed a parent. I said I would do it.
Yeah, and I didn't hear Susie say anything about cheering against her kids like you do.
Well, I'm curious about why the dress on game day.
I was coming from work. And I was late, and I came running in, and I think another dad was sort of helping until I got there. It's a bad thing. I should have never did it. Go ahead. I interrupted your turn.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
So you wanted your kids to lose.
You added context. He's adding to the ruination of America.
I wasn't too disappointed when the loss happened, it came early, so I didn't have to be there the entire Saturday.
Was there crying?
No.
Okay. By the coach?
You know why there wasn't crying? Because there was a snow cone truck on the premises.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's my other thing. Snow cone. What a tremendous ripoff that is for parents.
It's terrible.
Ice,
you get
and
a cup,
sugar.
It's you terrible. Get ice and syrup, and it's like $8.
$8.
It's ridiculous.
And then the kids, you know, just go syrup, 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 syrup. So they get every single color, so it's nothing but soup. And then after two bites, they said, this is too sweet. I'm done.
Yeah. $8. If they really cared, they put a little bit of ice, syrup. A little more ice, syrup. They'd layer it. You know?
No, now they give the kids the ability. They just hand you the cup of ice and say, go right over there. You've got 18 different options, and the kids just hammer each one, and then
it's too sweet even for them. Snow cone industry.
I agree.
I mean, get it out of here.
I mean, you're like, your ice cream's not even cousin. You're like ice cream's 12th cousin that nobody cares
about. You know what it is? It's toxic. Like Susie's family, it's toxic. That's what the snow cone is. It's very toxic.
Down with snow cones.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, road construction. I'm just going to say this. When you're working extensively on parallel roads, get out of here. Okay? If... Let's say, hypothetically, you live out west. I'm trying to think of somebody who lives out west. Oh, that's me! And then Susie. And then you decide, we got multiple projects on 55. We got to close one side of 169. Then we got to close another side of 100. So good luck to you if you're on 55, leaving downtown or headed downtown. And now what we should do at the same time is shut down lanes on 394. I don't know. What a crazy idea. Maybe do one year, one the other. So the two main ways where you're either leaving or coming down, one, just get everything done on that one and then leave the other one open. Mm-hmm. Vice versa. It shouldn't be that difficult. Mm-mm. Should it be, Dave? Mm-mm.
I have no sympathy for you. I think they're making the right move. I think get it all done in one summer and then you can't complain for the next 2 years.
Yeah. You don't.
Oh, I'm dealing with it on 94. Mm. Second year in a row on 94.
Yeah, but you have your shortcuts. The shortcuts outside of one, which I'm unwilling to reveal because it's hush-hush, it's top secret.
So you've got a shortcut, so you really shouldn't.
I have a shortcut.
Yeah, no, don't reveal it.
Yeah, everyone's got a shortcut.
Yep. I tweeted out, I think it was like a clown account. I think it was a clown account, but it showed the people just instantly standing up on the plane. Standing up on the plane. I just pointed out these bozos, this is buffoon behavior. They should never be allowed to fly again. And it received a lot of reaction, learning from tall people saying, hey, can I stand up? Yes. My issue isn't as much the people on the aisle. To me, it's the individuals on the middle seat or the window who, if you've decided you don't want to stand up right away, you're in row 434. So, and by the way, it's not an on-time arrival when the landing gear touches ground. It's an on-time arrival when I get in the terminal. That's an on-time arrival. Hello, everybody. It's the captain. It's another on-time arrival. Unfortunately, there's no gate, so we'll be out here for 45 minutes. That's not an on-time arrival.
You've got to be at the gate.
That is not an on-time arrival. But when middle seat guy and window gal are standing up and they're looking at you like, why aren't you standing up? No. We're not all getting on the aisle. We're going nowhere. Those are the buffoons who need to be punished, Susan.
Okay.
You with me? You agree with me?
100%. I was on a plane once. A lady was so mad she wanted to get in front of me and my mom. Oh, I was like, here.
They're the worst.
Get in front of me and my mom. Now you're two people closer to the door when they open it.
Congratulations.
Dave, tell the excellent pizza delivery story. What happened? And who stepped in?
I was in Arizona. A woman ordered pizza, DoorDash, or you know, Grubhub, whatever it was. problem for the driver. He got pulled over and arrested.
Yeah. Not good.
A little tough getting your pizza. So the cops stepped in, found out where the pizza was going, and brought it to the lady's
police
place.
Officers delivered the pizza.
No way.
How nice is that? And then one TV recommendation. I finished it. Department Q.
Oh, I was starting that, but then I
Netflix.
Got, like it?
A lot.
Good.
Matthew Good. Tremendous as Carl. The guy who comes into his life and is his partner. Akram.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
What's happened? The two things they're trying to resolve. A lot of people with a lot of layers, a lot of unexpectancy. And Matthew Good is such a crusty, salty, bitter, conflicted because of this trauma that happened to him and his partner in this other story. But he's also a brilliant attorney. And how people view him and Akram's story, which we learn a little bit about, it's really, really good.
All right.
Nine episodes. It's worth it.
Awesome. I must tell you, I am on season two of Bear and had the opportunity of watching the Christmas scene with Jamie Lee Curtis
Tremendous.
And the Seven Fishes.
Wow.
And I don't want to say anything about it because if there's anyone...
No, it's been out. No, we can say.
When she drove the car into the living room.
Yeah, it's and the cast members who appear from Odenkirk to Mulaney and the tension.
It's
and
what's tremendous.
Going, it is... And the fact that, as we've said many times, the fact that that continues to win Emmys as a comedy is a joke because it's a drama and it's
it
a brilliant
a drama.
Drama. Yeah. And again, season three was kind of mediocre. Season four, very good. Thank you, Susie.
All right, bye.
Donald Trump, the most loyal following in political history. Is this a blip or is this a major problem? Let's discuss.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Donald Trump and conspiracy theories, he's loved him his entire life, at least public life. Tosses him out constantly. Did as a candidate, president the first time, non-president, and even now, tosses him out. And that is catnip for a lot of the conspiracy-loving folks who are inclined to believe him. And one of the great conspiracies was about this list that this disgusting human being, this pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, had accumulated about who flew to his island, who was he setting up underage sex with. The elites were getting away with it. I love, too, when we're talking about the elites and, like, Donald Trump, not an elite. I mean, he's been a quintessential elite.
He's a part of the rabble.
It's pretty.
Come on.
Pretty much ever since he was born.
It's Donnie from the block.
So, of course, there were questions about the suicide. Now they're saying, oh, he did it all on his own, even though there's this 1 minute. So that ticked some of the folks off. But what really bugged these true, true believers on the Epstein files was the belief that there absolutely was a list of people who flew on the plane, went to the island, and just committed awful acts. And we would find out who they were. Pam Bondi, the soundbite we played multiple times last week. From John Roberts. It's on my desk. And then magically, he absolutely killed himself. There's no other conspiracy. And by the way, there's no list. Wait a second. All these folks, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino and their other lives, Donald Trump and his other life. There's a list. There's a list. And now there's no list. So now these folks are ticked. Then Donald comes out with just, after he said, no list, why are we talking about it? Just a lengthy, crazy, bizarre, even for him, bizarre, Truth Social of the day. Why are we giving publicity to the files written by, so he's acknowledging the files exist, by Obama, Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration? He started to do what's going on with my boys and in some cases gals. And he's pointing out they're going after Pam Bondi. First of all, if you're mad at, if you're in this conspiracy world, which to me is a troubling world, and by the way, I'm not someone who just takes government and just, I believe everything you say, but some stuff is utter nonsense, okay? If you're blaming Pam Bondi for this, you can't be this foolish, can you? Because Pam Bondi doesn't make any significant decision like any other cabinet member. This isn't just Bondi. This is nothing to do with being a female. This is any major decision without Trump's okay. And if you do, like Hegseth did, by limiting the troops to Ukraine, you get in trouble and the policy gets reversed. And you get called out. So Donald Trump made this decision. There is picture after picture after picture of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. I have no idea if there's an Epstein file. It wasn't something I consumed myself with. It seemed very quickly, if you were paying attention, going back to trial in the late aughts, that he is a vile, vicious, disgusting person, talking about Jeffrey Epstein. There's no doubt he and Trump were good buddies. There's no doubt there are other people flew on the plane. Was there actually a file? What does your gut tell you, Dave? I have no idea. But all these folks believed it, right? So, I mean, what is your gut?
My gut tells me yes. And that's just my gut.
Right. But if you play in this pool and you invite people into the pool, and then the part of the pool they most want to swim in is all going to be available. It's been closed off.
It's the water slide.
The water slide, the greatest water slide ever.
Right there, it turns. It's covered. It's open.
Oh, there's supermodels.
There's music playing as you go down.
There's no snow cones there. Oh. There's real food.
Yes.
And now we got our guy, the guy who's going to open up that part of the pool. That's Donald Trump.
Yes.
And now, you know what? That part of the pool that you've stared at forever, never was there.
No.
Never, ever was there. And then we have this weekend Turning Point, which is another one of these events where it's mainly just lauding our true savior, Donald John Trump. They love him there. And I watched a decent amount. And almost all of the big speakers were talking about what a colossal mistake it was to not release the Epstein files. And, of course, most of them are blaming Bondi because they really don't want to blame Trump. They don't want to go that far. So, Dave, does this have legs? That is my question. 651-461-9226. Because he has overcome so many issues where a lot of us who are not in the MAGA community would say, oh, this is deep trouble. And you know what they would say? Get out of here. He's our guy. But now it's something they love and they believe in. Where most of us are like, well, he's gross. There's no denying it. Pedophile should have been found guilty a long time before. But I haven't consumed myself with the list. I'm not sure whatever ever was there. I think this is going to cause him some issues. I think he knows it. Because he doesn't care about the folks who are Republicans who are putting up with them or moderates or the lefties. He cares about MAGA. That's why he's been so obsessed with this. And Bongino getting this argument with Bondi and not showing up for work. I mean, Cash Patel saying he's going nowhere. I think this is really different, Mr. Harrigan, because it's his group who are upset with him as opposed to people who traditionally either just put up with him or don't care for him or just report him. Am I wrong?
Yes.
You think it's just going to blow over and it's no big deal?
What hasn't blown over and been no big deal? I understand the difference. It's his people.
It's his people. It's MAGA, a big difference, right?
You know, arms in the air saying, whoa, 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 what's going on here?
Daddy is lying to us. Daddy never lies to us. Right? That's it.
I think even a lot of MAGA knows that Daddy lies to them. They just don't care. They just say, well, Daddy's just this. Daddy's, you know, we make excuses for Daddy is what we do, right? I'm sorry. What has stuck to the guy?
I agree.
What has stuck
Nothing.
To him?
And Zero.
Yes,
Zero.
The difference is there, but I'm sorry. The man is a master of moving things down, going to the next page.
Tried hard.
Next page.
Take
next
it away, page. Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship.
That's serious stuff.
Didn't realize you had the power just to snap your finger.
Yeah. Not a big fan of Rosie.
Is this going to stick? Because it's different. It's his crew. And then how could it play out if it does stick? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Pella Windows. What do you know about the windows at your house? Probably not that much, right? They work. They don't work. They look pretty good. I wish they would look better. I wish they would work better. I'm lucky. Pella Windows and Doors, the house I've lived in for almost 20 years. Moving soon to a house with Pella Windows and Doors. This is a company, 100 years of a track record with changing, innovating, customer service, great warranties, prices that work with every budget out there. They'll go to your place, your house, your condo, whatever it might be, for a free, no obligation visit. Track them down online, PellaNorthland.com. Go to their showroom in Plymouth and Woodbury. Find out why they're so good. Great deal in July. Right now, no payments, no interest. If paid in full within 24 months, plus $250 off per window and $500 off per door. Find out if you need new windows with a great company, PellaNorthland.com. Convoy. The Convoy song. I had a CB when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I forget what my handle was.
651-461-9226. What was Chad Hartman's CB handle as a kid?
Or what should it have been?
Yes.
You know? What should have been my handle? Okay, will this stick to Don? Is this different? Because it's his own people who are ticked off at him about lying about the Epstein list. Don't be blaming Pam Bondi. 100% this was Don's decision. Jack has called in. Jack, you're on CCO.
Yeah, I saw an interview. You can see it on YouTube for yourself with Alan Dershowitz, a lawyer who was involved in the Epstein. He said there was a list. He emphatically repeated himself. There was a list, but because of confidentiality rules and ethics and all that, those laws, as a lawyer, he can't talk about the list. So this clearly is a discrepancy of what is the truth. And I think Trump isn't running for re-election, but I don't think he'll escape this decision.
Yeah, so you think his loyalists will so in some way his popularity within his core group is going to slip because they just don't believe him in this case.
Yeah, and I don't think it matters because I honestly think that our Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, will be the next Republican nominee. But we'll see.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Among the other folks, Teflon Don. Fingers crossed. I hope his base turns on him big time and see the emperor has no clothes. Finally.
I don't want to see the emperor without clothes.
No, I want him to get the clothes on.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I do not want to see that. Jason DeRussia in the house. What's our guess? Jason, CB. I'm thinking it's an age situation, so no, Jason did not have a CB.
My dad did.
Your dad did.
In the station wagon.
In the station wagon, of course.
Yeah, I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And I wanted to have, like, the ham radio. You know, the ham radio bit? Where your handle would be, like, XT79, you know, whatever.
This might be an explanation for your love of social media, that you were so impressed by how your dad was able to communicate.
It goes back.
It goes back to that.
I remember being a Cub Scout. And we were brought to some guy's basement.
This sounds really uncomfortable here.
It is.
It's just all the stuff that you used to do as a kid. And today, when you say it out loud, you're like,
my parents were terrible.
That was a fine field trip. Go to the ham radio guy's basement somebody all over the world.
Dave, think about your girls. Hey. Girls, I'm going to bring you over to some guy we really don't know, the basement. We're just going to drop you off.
Yeah, I'm not signing that permission slip.
Oh, my gosh.
We just, you know what? Also, you know what happened? Nothing. It was fine. Yeah. We become just such a ridiculous society, right? We're afraid of everything.
How many times did you drop Sam and Seth off at somebody's basement that you had no idea who they were?
You know, do you know where we found our first nanny? Craigslist. Fine. It was fine. She was great.
Who are you?
She was great.
Man. References? Did you do a background check?
Well,
something?
I was in charge of checking references, and let's just say the most important reference was...
Her pay. How much Jason would have to pay her?
It's pretty good. This was even before I could, you know, try to trade that out with some sort of endorsement.
Hard to believe the kids, Dave, went away for college, isn't it? You know, that they wouldn't stick around anywhere nearby?
Didn't see that.
I don't know.
Didn't see that coming at all.
Both we had a 34 and a 36 on the ACT. They seemed to turn out just fine.
Yeah, from the Craigslist nanny. Yeah. Apparently, she was very,
very,
very
smart. Good teacher.
No canopy, so no preview. What do you got? Give me a little preview right now.
We're giving away McCartney tickets before you can buy them.
Whoa!
How about that? $420.
Nice.
So that'll be good.
I'm sure those are very inexpensive tickets if you pay for them. What do you think? What do you think the cheapest ticket is?
Cheapest ticket, $110.
I'm going to go higher. You'll have to check that out. I'm guessing much higher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.